For today's installment in our series, Climate Connections with National Geographic, Climate Change and Beetles. The tiny bark beetle is going gangbusters. Global warming has helped their population grow, and they have infested forests in western North America, killing hundreds of thousands of evergreens. In a moment, we're going to talk with a scientist who is studying this insect indicator of climate change. But first, scientists aren't the only ones keeping a close watch or a close ear on the bark beetle. In New Mexico, a composer is listening to natural melodies spawned by global warming. For NPR News, Mary Alice Yakuchik has this report.
David Dunn pounds a thin metal rod into a dying pine tree. It's a recycled meat thermometer.
I'm going to pound that into the xylem, to the hard part of the tree.
He's using the rod to transmit sounds from inside the tree to his recorder. A scientific tool like this costs several thousand dollars. His contraption, about $5.
These are all various kinds of sound transducers that I build.
We listen in. Those are bark beetles, tiny insects about the size of a grain of rice. They're infesting western forests. Here in New Mexico, they've killed hundreds of thousands of trees over the last few years. Once, bark beetles were kept in check by cold winters. But the winters are getting warmer. Bark beetles are on the move and on the rise.
At peak infestation times, when you've got thousands of beetles in a good-sized tree, it's an absolute cacophony.
Dunn thinks a lot of the sounds have to do with eating and sex. The bugs are reproducing more frequently. And Dunn's not at all sheepish about listening in on their nuptial chambers.
The female has this little adapted sound-producing organ that's called a pars stridens, and it's a set of very fine grooves, sort of like the grooves you'd see on a phonograph record. And she plays this like a percussion instrument by rotating her head in its socket.
For the past 5 years, Dunn watched the pine forests around his house fade from green to gray. As a composer, he wondered, what do you hear if you listen to dying trees?
It started with just curiosity. I've always just been interested in unique sounds that occur in the natural world. But as this massive die-off of pinyons around Santa Fe became evident, it just stimulated my curiosity further.
He takes the sounds he collects home to his studio. There, he arranges and mixes them. The result, a CD entitled The Sound of Light in Trees. People have told David Dunn they've used his bark beetle soundtrack to accompany dance performances and even chiropractic treatments. He admits that it's not exactly easy listening.
One reviewer on Amazon said, this is an incredible sound piece, but I doubt if I'll be able to listen to it very often because it sounds like my house is coming down around me.
It's not pithy reviews that motivate Dunn. He hopes his compositions convey a serious urgency about global warming and bear artistic witness to how climate change is reshaping the natural world. For NPR News, I'm Mary Alice Yakuchik.